Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Terry Fletcher.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Terry Fletcher. This is the WTF, What the Football Week 12. And so not only do we have Thanksgiving games, but we also have games on Sunday that definitely should be forgotten. And then obviously a Monday night football game that was pretty unremarkable, but there are things to definitely look at when it comes to that game. So let's first start with, let's talk turkey on Thanksgiving. So Jared Goff, boy, I don't know. He has 8 fumbles and 5 lost fumbles this season. And yes, he basically sucks. You're probably going to hear that from me all during the podcast today. I'm going to really try and temper that, but there's a lot of sucky football going on right now. I think some of you will definitely agree with me on that. There's also some challenges when it comes to where he's playing and, you know, Detroit. I mean, 0-10-1. It's scary. It's just really scary. So let's move to the Raiders at Dallas. Oh my gosh, how many of you had money on the Dallas game? Well, I know plenty of people at my Thanksgiving party did, because where we ended up at, there were screams from the living room. You know, Mike McCarthy, he's on the COVID list this week, and prayers go out to him. I hope he's okay. But as far as some stupid play calling on Thanksgiving, I don't know what was going on with him, but he had a 2-point conversion in the third that he had no business doing. He tried a 59-yard field goal attempt, which obviously gave the ball back to the other team. It was just a wrong time to do that. And, you know, the Raiders-Cowboys was the first NFL game in 18 years, which both teams had 14-plus penalties and 100-plus penalty yards. The Raiders ended up winning 36-33, but what the football? They couldn't cover the point spread. It was awful. One of the worst played games I've seen. And then everybody's like, oh, Carr's back. I'm like, what are you talking about? The Cowboys played terrible. So, yeah, it wasn't good. Now, I think the funniest game, and yes, when I say funny, it was funny. Now, many of you know who have heard me speak or heard me on podcasts, different ones, you know I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan. Of course, there's a lot of worse quarterbacks now, but when he got his $85 million guaranteed a few years ago when he left Washington, I'm thinking, what are you guys doing? He is not great. He hasn't won anything. Well, guess what? He's still not winning anything. But what was funny in his game that they lost to San Francisco, 34-26, was the 45 seconds left to win the game, and he lined up under his guard. Under his guard. Let's say it again. He lined up under his guard. Who has the ball? Who has the ball? The center has the ball. So picture that. Well, you don't have to. Go back and watch one of Pat McAfee's podcasts, because he does it audio and video. And he decided to act it out. Funniest thing I've ever seen. He has the center bent over, and he's standing there, and he's looking behind him going, hey, does anybody want the ball? Anybody? I have a ball here, and you've got Kirk Cousins on the right side of him lined up under the guard. Yeah, okay, they deserve to lose that game. That was just insanity. So let's move on to the Ravens game. Oh my goodness. So I get annoyed, not just because I hate the Ravens. If you're a Steeler fan, you hate the Ravens. You just can't help it. But when they're playing the Browns, and we needed the Browns to win just because of the issues that the Steelers has, of course, and trying to keep that division, it is definitely competitive, but closer for us. The Ravens end up winning 16-10. So I don't want to hear anybody anointing Lamar Jackson, because he had 4 interceptions. I actually did a prop bet on him that he'd have 3 interceptions. He made me $300 because he had 4. He also had a fumble, and it was lost. So stop anointing him a god. He's not even at the Last Supper. Come on, let's get over that. They get lucky. They get lucky. They're just getting lucky. And the Steelers are not getting lucky. Now, I'm sure you've heard Joe, I'm sure you've heard Brian, I'm sure you'd have heard everybody from Ryan Clark to Rocky Blyer to everybody just say that the Steelers right now suck. They're just terrible. There's that word again. And we just are playing bad football. And we lost 41-10 over the Bengals, and they're actually just playing better. Now, we're not in last place because that loss by the Browns put them at 6-6 and and our loss put us at 5-5-1. But they played like crap. And for those of you that are out there, the yinsers that are out there, and I hope I use that word right because I'm from California. I've been a 25-year Steeler fan, so I have not used that word before. But for those of you saying bench Ben and put and Mason is the future or put Mason in, they're not going to do that. Ben is probably in his last year. I could actually see him coming back. But let's, you know, when even when people say, you know, fire Mike Tomlin, you guys, what do we have in addition instead of? We don't have anybody instead of. Mason tied the 0-10 Detroit. He didn't beat them. He didn't lose to them, but he didn't do anything. He basically 0-10 Detroit. He tied them. He's not better. Haskins, he's using his cell phone on the field. So he's distracted. He doesn't have his head in the game because he's not starting. He's not even backupping. So is that a word? But anyway, he basically is out of the picture as well. Because we haven't had a losing season, because we don't suck so bad as other teams on the ranking, we're actually number 19 out of 32. I would have put us a little lower, but Seattle got lower after last night. Basically, we don't have a first round draft pick in a quarterback unless we're basically trading up in everybody and offering them money, I guess. So right now, you need to support Ben. This is what we need to do. We need to get behind our quarterback, our Hall of Fame quarterback, our three times to the Super Bowl, two-time winning the Super Bowl quarterback. And remember, we've got rookies on the offensive line. We got rookies on the defense. And we've lost Juju. We've lost our receivers. We've lost several defensive players and part of our starters on the offensive line. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just giving you the reality. Ben's also got a new offensive coordinator that doesn't go down the field. He's up in the booth. So talk about having to rework everything. Just keep in mind when you're watching Claypool, he's not Juju. Does he have maybe some better physicality? Kind of reminds me of what we used to have in some of our players. Yes. And does he have, you know, flashes of maybe Hines Ward? Yes, flashes. No, he's not, definitely not Hines Ward. But he ran the wrong route twice. He did not fight for the ball as much as he wanted to. And I'm telling you, if he says one more time that he wants music at practice, Cam Hayward is going to lose his freaking mind. He basically said when he heard him say that, he wanted to come back and break the speaker on a radio show he was doing. So it's really just, we need to support what we have and really start rallying. Let's see what we can do. I mean, I guess the best we can do right now in a really positive way would be ending 9-7 and 1. But that could open the door for potential, since we have so many games left in our division, for a potential wild card spot. Who knows? But when I see the hate on everybody for Ben, and I'm just like, what the football? You know, WTF, everyone. He is our quarterback. He's not going anywhere this year. And there's a potential, if we have a terrible year, well, if we continue to have a terrible year, let's face it, he's not going to want to go out this way. And even the Roonies have said that this may not be his last year. So we need to get behind our quarterback. Hopefully everybody's there. Now let's look at basically Seattle Monday Night Football. Oh boy. So it was a laughable game. It was really, really just ridiculous. And how come nobody is giving crap to Russell Wilson? He is playing terrible. He's had four losing games in a row since he came back from being hurt. They're now 3-8. And nobody is saying that. They're like, oh, it's Russell's birthday. Oh, he should still be in the MVP discussion. Oh my gosh. I'm like, what are you talking about? He sucks right now. There's that word again. I just wish that it would be equal hating on everybody and not just on Ben. It's just absolutely crazy what's going on out there. And, you know, when you look at Aaron Rodgers or you look at what's happening in New England, remember, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, their wins this weekend, and this is a huge what the football moment. Their wins were Aaron Rodgers 36-28, okay, by a touchdown. Bucks 38-31, by a touchdown. The other teams are scoring on them enough to win the game. They're in the game until the end, but they're not winning games by blowing out other teams. So just keep that in mind. For me right now, the scary team is New England. He's got a quarterback that on fantasy, he's terrible. But when it comes to a time manager, reminds me a little bit of Alex Smith. They've outscored other teams in the last three games, 135-33. New England is scary. Plus, they have Belichick, who knows what he does behind the scenes. He's like a mad scientist. But they're coming back to really give everybody a run for their money. I mean, they beat the Titans 36-13. Now, the Titans have a very weakened everything. They're losing players like we are, but I'm telling you, they're the ones that I think are going to be scary. Even when you think of the Chiefs, they're not doing that great. Even though they have won the last couple of games, not by much. So they're also giving up quite a few points to opposing teams. Now here's a WTF, which really kind of is unfortunate. And do I have to say it again? Yes, it sucks. TJ Watt is on the COVID list, but we have a lot of people on the COVID list. It came out with almost, I think there was 8 players in Dallas. We've got one. There's several other teams that have a few players. Thanksgiving COVID. So everybody went home, spent time with their family. Who knows where family's been, and friends of family and friends of friends of friends. And here you go. And now we've got a little bit of a COVID outbreak. So we have had that throughout the season, and it's been like, oh shoot, WTF. But I think this is now we're going to see it just a little bit more, especially with a new variant out there. So everybody be safe. Make sure that you're taking care of it. But the one thing I was kind of thinking about when it comes to running backs, and I was just kind of going around and thinking about the, you know, what the football. Guess who is out again with more injuries? Christian McCaffrey. And everybody just thinks he is the second coming to running backs. Well, he was good at one time, just like Todd Gurley. But have you heard about Todd Gurley? Had you heard from him lately? No, he basically is out of the league because he was injury prone. Christian McCaffrey, last year 3 games, this year 7 games, twice on IR. He is absolutely a injury prone running back. And then somebody came out today and said, what about trading Zeke from the Cowboys? Get value for him now. He doesn't give effort. He may be okay when he first came out as a rookie. He did some good things, you know, notwithstanding jumping into the Salvation Army bin and creating some havoc there. Now, I think he should have got fined for that, but he wasn't at that point because that is a prop. But it created some donations there, so whatever. But you know what? If you can trade him and get any value for him now, trade him. What are you guys doing out there? Your season is in the balance as well. But just think about that when it comes to running backs. And who do we have on the running back side behind our running back Najee? We've got who? McFarland was out there. We've got Benny Snell, and we've got Ballage. Those guys are just not cutting it as backups. They're really not giving a break to Harris that we need for years to come. So we need to pick up somebody. That's where my WTF is going to end today. Let's pick up a backup running back. Let's find somebody that's out there that can add some value to our backfield. Anything. We've got to make a change. We've got to do something just to, you know, let's get James Washington more involved. Anybody that's going to step on the field and know that it's about fighting. So we've got to fight to get through it. Hopefully we don't have a losing season. First time it would be in 18 years for Ben, first time in 15 for Mike Tomlin, if that happens. But, and all of us will be like, you know, what the football. But remember, neither one of them have had a losing season. And how many losing seasons did Coach Cower have before he made it to his only trip to the Super Bowl in 14 years? Remember, I counted 6. So Coach Tomlin's not going anywhere. For those of you like, oh, how about if we do this, this, and this? He's not going anywhere unless he's traded. That's the only way I can see him going anywhere. But he not only is a respected coach around the league, he's trying to piecemeal this together with all the rookies and the injuries that he's had. But, and I'm going to say it, he also fits the Rooney rule with the black coach and making sure we have a minority coach in there. So with all those things being said, he's not going anywhere. And he's also, I love him as a coach. I think he's got some work to do on certain decisions, remembering the Boswell fake field goal and all the things that he does sometimes with time management that doesn't make sense. So he's got to look in the mirror as well. But this whole team has to step it up. Otherwise, it will be a definite what the football moment. All right. Well, hopefully week 13 is going to be just a little bit more positive. We do see the Ravens, and that is going to be a challenge. There's no question. But other teams are keeping them under 15 points a game. Let's see what we can do as far as that as well. So signing off now, my name is Terry Fletcher. This is the WTF Steel City Underground Podcast. Everyone, make it a great day and a great rest of your week.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.